regrettably, again, we have seen a situation where some flags and emblems that would be readily identifiable as important to members of our unionist community placed on the bonfire, which is going to be lit in the Bogside later, well, as dusk falls, of course. And, you know, it's clearly, I suppose, an attempt to provoke and offend people. And quite frankly, and it's very straightforward, there's absolutely no justification for such a level of provocation. I mean, I think everybody understands that whilst we appreciate that people will perhaps want to celebrate or commemorate elements of their culture or their history, at the same time, there's absolutely no good reason for why you might do that and at the same time use it to offend others.
And indeed, it follows an incident as well in the city over the weekend regarding the selling of other flags. And it's, as you mentioned, it's deeply disappointing. We think now that in these times that people would have moved on.
Yes, it is. And it's incredibly disappointing to see that that in whatever section of our community there are still those, albeit that they are in the minority, there are still those who want to provoke members of the opposite community, I suppose, for want of a better way of putting it. Of course, we did see an incident at the weekend where there was a stallholder on August, the Relief of Derry celebrations, commemorations, who was alleged to be selling UVF flags and parachute regiment flags, etc. I do know, of course, the police are investigating that, and if indeed that proves to be the case, then again, that would have to be condemned, because again, that is also an attempt to provoke and to offend.